Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand. Citizen science networks are proliferating across the globe. These networks conduct important research that could not otherwise be accomplished. And they do it using non-professional, mostly volunteer labor. An army of civilian data collectors can capture more data over a larger area and at a relatively small cost. Aside from collecting data, participants can generate ideas and help coordinate various aspects of a particular program. Many citizen-driven networks collect environmental data at prescribed locations. Wielding smartphones with GPS receivers, anyone can instantaneously and accurately determine their geographic coordinates to submit along with their observations. The Audubon Society's Christmas Bird Count is one of the oldest and most successful examples of citizen science networks. Since 1900, volunteers have been collecting information about local populations of birds. More recent examples include Frogwatch USA for observing frogs and toads, Project Budburst for observing the leafing and flowering of plants in relation to changing weather patterns, and the World Water Monitoring Challenge for observing water quality indicators. One project that recently piqued my interest is the U.S. Nightjar Survey Network, coordinated by the Center for Conservation Biology in Virginia. What in the world is a nightjar, you might ask? Is it something you take camping so you don't have to get out of the tent? No, a nightjar is a medium-sized, plump-looking bird with long wings, a broad head, and a very short bill. Nightjars have short legs in relation to their bodies, so they aren't great at walking. They are exceptional flyers, though, catching moths and other insects in mid-flight. Nightjars are very hard to see because of their camouflage plumage, and because they are mostly active after sunset and before sunrise. Thus, you'd want to memorize their very distinctive calls if you're going to try to find them. Two nightjars breed regularly in Utah. We have the common porwill, which sounds like this. That's the eastern whippoorwill without the whip. Another Utah breeder is the common nighthawk, which sounds like this. The Nightjar Survey for Utah and other northern states begins June 27th and runs through July 11th, 2012. Individual surveys are easy to perform and do not take more than 2 hours to complete. Surveyors work at night when the moon is at least half full. You need to drive, stopping at 10 points along a 9-mile route. At each point, you count all nightjars seen or heard during a 6-minute period. To participate in a survey, you can sign up for a pre-existing route or design your own route. There are many routes left in all parts of Utah. For pictures of these extremely interesting birds and a link to the remaining nightjar survey routes, go to www.wildaboututah.org. For Wild About Utah, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.